with Brad Pemberton on slap thigh percussion and Neil Casale on guitar. This is Ryan Adams in the studio with us on the program today. The new album is Easy Tiger, of course. That track is the current single from the album, and the song is called Two. And the first thing that occurs to me about this album, Ryan, is that it's more a country album again.
What makes you feel that?
A lot of pedal steel guitar. The tone of the album returns to more the feel of Heartbreaker, I think, this time. Was it your sort of intention really to make more of a country album again this time round?
No, definitely not. I mean, I gotta say, like, I really can't stand country music at all. And I really never really liked it, but I was definitely, like, drunk for a long time. And for some reason, it was really easy to play because I'm from North Carolina. And I was really depressed, and I wanted to, like, die or something, and, like, die in a gutter drunk because I was so depressed and everything, but I didn't want to take antidepressants, so I played this kind of music. And now I feel really bad about that. But in the meanwhile, I really learned how to sort of jam good tunes, you know, on acoustic guitar or whatever. And I found that I like writing about heavier topics and stuff. And I guess maybe I appreciate sort of unironic music. And so it doesn't feel ironic for me to play in a style that's sort of devoid of sometimes of a lot of extra flash or something, you know what I mean? And I guess that, so what will happen is if I have to write something that's going to be able to get to the point during a verse or a chorus, I have to focus on plain chord type structures. And I think that would probably translate to the way people would hear it as country.
But it's all only a label anyway, isn't it? I mean, you know, there's the kind of music that probably I mostly play on this program. The program is called Bob Harris Country, but we, you know, roots, bluegrass,
right,
Americana, but they're all labels, aren't they, really? I mean,
well, sort of. I mean, I know what you mean though when you say country, because I think that the implications are sort of wide, and roots or Americana or even traditional type music, because it kind of does go back to just maybe storytelling and really, like, not a sense of flashiness.
Well, it is instrumentation, isn't it? Often it's the sound, and you know, that's the thing about the sound of the new album. Certainly, I mean, you feel the sense that maybe you're more relaxed with this album than over the previous two or three. Would that be right, Ryan?
Yeah. I mean, I was having a lot of fun making records for my whole life, but when I wasn't making records, I was basically, you know, like an alternative country pharmacy, you know what I mean? I was like a little distressed, and I was just, you know, really toxic, like the toxic Avenger. I was just burdened and all that stuff, and I'm sure that it probably made its way into my songs. I'm sure it was a great mystery to everyone, and I'm revealing something that nobody knew now, that there may have been a chance I was drinking alcohol and taking illegal narcotics for about 19,000 years. No, but I mean, basically since I started jamming, you know what I mean? Before that, I was tripping so hard, I thought like dumpsters would turn into like 1,000 bumblebees and stuff. And like once in a while, I'll see dragons and ghosts and stuff from all that. But for the most part, I feel pretty good, you know what I'm saying? Like I just want to have some snacks and jam.
So what affected the change then, Ryan? Because, you know, there was the moment when you were touring here, things were pretty chaotic on stage. You fell off stage, you broke your arm.
Strangely enough, of all the times that an accident should have happened, I remember that evening as an off night. Because I was recuperating from like a bunch of painkillers and stuff I scored like 4 or 5 days before that, you know what I mean? And I was just like munching on those things like they was cereal, you know, and like, and just drinking a lot and whatever else I could do. But then that night, I remember going like, oh, I don't feel so good. And so I took a night off. But the stage was really weird. They painted the orchestra pit, was painted a dark color, and there wasn't side lights, and the, you know, the PA speakers were much further in front of the stage than where the stage was, so it gave the illusion that the stage went much further than it did. And I was actually warned before I played to be careful that the stage was tricky and it didn't look like it was supposed to. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I don't know what happened, because as most people know, like, I'm a great listener and highly attentive, and I guess it just must have slipped my mind, and I just took one step too far into the dark, I suppose, and it didn't work out. But I suppose had I been a little greasier, do you know what I mean? Had I had a couple more, you know, drinks or something like that. Or had I been one of those nights, I probably would have just rolled right out of it. You know, you hear about people jumping off two-story buildings all the time because they do like a keg stand, and then they want to like, they go, yo, Randy, watch this. They go running off the side of the building. And, but I mean, it didn't work out for me.
Was that a kind of wake-up call, though? I mean, was this a moment that you thought, hang on a minute, you know, this has been going on too long. Maybe I'm pushing this out too far. What were your thoughts at that point? Because this album is more a result of a kind of clear mind, isn't it?
I mean, I think the clarity on this is maybe because like some people in my life who I trust and I'm happy to like be around, including like my band members and including the, you know, the people that handle my business, they took it away from me. Mm. They just took it away. You know what I mean? Like as soon as like my part was done, it was like, I couldn't get in there to change anything. I couldn't go put solos. They wouldn't let me do anything. And I gotta say, I heard it in Berlin the other day, and I'm so glad that they stopped me at every point. I was like trying to change the cover and put a glass of orange juice on the cover. I don't really know what it is about me, about records, but so the right thing happened for this record, because now it's like not all messed up. It doesn't have a bunch of delay on the vocals, and Jamie did a good job.
The thing you should understand, Bob, is that out of the, you know, there's 12 or 13 songs on this record, there were lots more songs recorded than just those 12.
But only the B-sides, though. Only the B-sides.
Right. Only those B-sides were the only things that were recorded other than this. So it was a hard decision to make, you know.
What are you going to play for us next off the album?
I Taught Myself How to Grow Old. I think that's what we're playing.
Yeah.
For the kids.